attachment is all you can understand. The tank that Bazooka hit! You lost it to Cobra! Well, you're just going to have to make the loss worthwhile. At first, you wanted to get close to those buildings down in the middle of the valley, but you realize that the help you expect to fly in won't be able to find you. You see the small buildings where the hologram projecting devices are located. If you can knock them out and then punch Robert and Xander in the face, the backup forces will be able to find you.
There's a hologram projecting store in that building. Great!
Energy beams and rocket fragments from enemy Cobras are falling all around you. You see Xander. He's getting ready to sing in a very high falsetto, and he's leading a force towards you.
Uh-oh.
He knows that if he stops you, the rest of the team is finished. There are just too many Cobras.
Yes, wheels tends to be crucial to any mission he is on.
Your mind races as fast as your cycle. 90 miles an hour, your mind goes. You've got a plan that might trick the Cobras into retreating. It involves Live at Budkin and an 8-track. And it means you'll have to get to the control center of this Cobra base. But then you won't be able to knock out those holograms. You see Bazooka and Leatherneck taking their squad down into the valley. Most of the fire is centered on you. You've got to do something or you and the G.I. Joe team will be finished.
Field trip down to the valley, everyone.
Okay. Right. Your choices are if you want to try and get to the control center, turn to page 5. If you want to turn off the holograms, turn to page 11. And Lou was the last one. Michelle from, where was she from? Onarga, said that, she was hemming and hawing over what she wanted to do. So, then she decided that, she wanted to try to get to the control center. So I'm gonna turn to page 5, as that says.
Okay, control center.
And,
room? Driving at 90 miles an hour over to page
You're doing
5.
90 miles an hour towards the control center. Vroom. Xander sees what you were trying to do.
He's got great sight.
He pulls out a high-powered sniper rifle.
Wow.
And you manage to... You notice a red dot floating over your body.
It's a shame he doesn't play rhythm guitar or something. Anyone
the last thing you hear before your brains blow out the back of your skull...
Oh, jeez.
...is the sound of a high-powered rifle discharging in your general direction.
Oh, jeez.
Well, great. Wonderful.
We died?
Wheels is dead. His brain's blown out. This is a pretty rough book.
Yeah.
One choice.
Wow. It didn't even seem like that bad of a choice, you know?
No, it really wasn't.
Well, I mean, you know, how can you anticipate that he's going to, you know, they're on, you know, they're on stage and they're playing I Want You to Want Me and he's going to blow your head off. You don't know that.
Let's check. The other page was page 11. Let's see what happens if we made a different choice. You head straight to the buildings that house the hologram projectors. Xander pulls out a high-powered sniper rifle. The last thing you see is a red dot floating over your body before your brains blow out the back of your head. The last thing you hear is the recoil of a high-powered rifle.
What a rough book.
That's really rough.
Well, I mean, he must have been going through a really bad time when he wrote that book.
Let's see. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick randomly.
Check one of the endings.
Go back and tell Flynn about the device and its weakness. Turn to page 35. Turn to page 35. Alright, you turn right back in search of Flint and your other teammates, but you're served with a subpoena. Your wife is divorcing you. She's taking the kids, and she's dating Flint now.
And she's getting custody of the cycle?
Yes.
Well, that's so hugely important to Wheels.
This guy was James M. Ward was going through some problems.
Really,
he's going
really
through a life
dark
change.
Times.
So, everybody, that was it. He's dead. Wheels is dead. Good job, guys. You led Wheels to his death.
Wow.
By a high-powered sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Look for the return of this Find Your Fate section of our show soon.
Real soon.
Next week we'll do one.
Yeah. All right. 359-9338 is the phone number. We're going to do a massive complicated PSAs next, because we're up for that, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy doing PSAs. They're fun. We want to give them the proper attention, so we're going to do that. If you got anything to say, 359-9338 is the phone number. that you want to call. 113 North Market Street
is
the
place
the
where you can bring milkshakes.
Bring milkshakes. I mean, you know, it's just two of us this time. Normally there are three of us. It's just two of us this time. Our throats get very dry from, you know, we have to really carry the talking burden between us.
And you can really become super fan number one at a lower price this week. Because
well,
usually you have to buy three milkshakes to be super fan number one, but two milkshakes will do it.
The WFT studios are located in downtown Champaign, just around the corner from the new Amtrak station. We're talking, you know, the bars
right
around
right
here,
Mike and Molly's,
Jupiter's, all that stuff. And we're two guys who, we like our listeners a lot. You know, we don't like most of the world, but we like the people who have the good sense to listen to our show.
So and worship us as deities.
We'd like to meet you, and we'd like to meet you in the context of a couple milkshakes.
Especially if you're a hot chick.
113 North Market Street in Champaign. Otherwise, 359-9338. Otherwise, stay tuned.